Ever coach against Chiano at any spot along the way?
No. No, at least not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I know I'm impressed with what his team does. You can definitely tell that they're a well-coached team by watching them play. So, he obviously does a good job.
You ready if you have to kneel down?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be ready. Our job is to be ready for anything. So we'll be ready for it.
Coach Sebastian Janikowski named Special Teams Player of the Month. What can you say about him?
That obviously means he's kicking it good. He's done a good job. It's a comforting thing to know that you can put him out there and feel confident that he's going to kick it through. And really, we put him in a couple game-winning situations, and he's come through both times. So that's really a comforting feeling for the coach to have to make that decision.
What are your thoughts when you look around the league each week and you see that these teams have issues with their kickers, and you agree that they're bringing in 4 or 5 guys after they've had an issue?
Glad we don't have to deal with it. We got two pretty good specialists, and obviously that's a comforting feeling knowing you got both those guys.
And they talked around here for years about stopping the run, and it's always this, and everybody says every year we have to maintain our gaps, we have to be disciplined, and it's the same thing everybody's saying this year, but this year it's getting done, at least for the last few weeks. How do you balance that with also having a defense that flies around? I mean, there's got to be, if guys are flying around, sometimes are out of there.
Well, I mean, there's when you play hard and you play fast, it obviously makes up for a lot of mistakes. Football's a game of mistakes, and the team that makes the fewest amount of mistakes is usually the team that wins the game. But if you play hard and you get 11 guys flying around to the football, it makes up for somebody that might be out of a gap. But really, you have to have gap discipline. That comes back to the players. And the players have done a nice job of, maintaining their responsibility and doing what they're supposed to do on most every play.
First mention yesterday, you guys had particular focus on red zone during practice yesterday. Is that unusual for a Wednesday? Is it usually you guys do that later in the week?
Well, we started work on the red zone today, but we talked a little bit about where this team is and who this team is and where they excel, and a couple areas defensively that they excel at. They excel on third down, they excel at stopping the run, they excel in the red zone. So that was a point to the offense of areas that we got to make sure we're prepared for.
What do you guys need to do to get better?
It's execution, it's as simple as that. Things move a lot faster down there in the red zone. Things happen quicker down there in the red zone. So your ability to know your assignment for speed and be able to react quicker is critical, and that's what we've got to be able to do down there, because the smallest little mistakes down there in the red zone become huge.
Doug Marcus, established himself suddenly as a former fighter, but what is it about him?
He's a guy that really can do a lot of different things. I think he's got great vision. I think he's extremely quick, and he also runs with great power. He's got a lot of different things that he can do, as far as the running game's concerned. And then obviously he's a threat anytime he gets out of the backfield. So there's a reason why he was drafted in the first round, he's living up to that billing.
Getting at this point where you have a chance to get back to 500 in the middle of the season, it's a big deal to be 500 as opposed to being under 500 halfway point. I mean, just as a confidence level, what is that? How important?
Yeah, it'd be big for us. But again, this is one of 16 games, so we can't put too much on it. Obviously, we want to win the game. We're doing everything we can to prepare to win the game, and we'll see how things factor out on Sunday. It's part of the National Football League. You can't ride the roller coaster ride and get too high one week and then be too low the next week. You got to try to stay as consistent as you can, and we've got to be able to do that no matter what happens this Sunday.
Coach, I was wondering if you could talk about a little bit of the process of the first couple weeks of the season to the last 3 weeks. What's working, what's not? What are you doing to keep the team together?
Really, it's the same things we've been doing. We haven't really changed a whole lot as far as the process that we go through. It's a constant evaluation of what we feel like we can do well, each and every week, and we try to focus on those things, and then we try to learn from our mistakes and try to get those things corrected.
Where do you feel like what you're saying is gaining traction
most? You know, I don't know. I mean, I think really the whole team is starting to get a little bit of a feel for what we're trying to get accomplished, how we're trying to do things, and they're getting more comfortable with our schemes and our systems. And as they get more comfortable with that, hopefully we'll continue to get better.
Seymour had another day off. Is he making progress or just?
No, Seymour practiced today. He was limited in practice today.
Okay.
All right. He was limited. He was limited in practice today.
When you guys had the week off and you went back over all the film and you broke down the issues or whatever, how far have you guys come and how many of the things that perhaps were on that list are things that you don't?
Well, we've got some things corrected. We've been better in some areas, but we still have a long way to go. We still got a lot of things that we got to get better at, and it doesn't matter what your record is. That's always the case, and we got to continue to improve again throughout this 16-game season.
Brandon Myers has been a great receiver. How has he been in
the That's an area where he's got to continue to improve. He's obviously been exceptional for us as far as the passing game has been concerned. But I think every day he understands this, that when he comes out here, that's one of the areas that he's got to continue to work on.
Is that doing everybody?